Welcome to this great Friday morning on the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. It is really, really surprising that December came on a skateboard and is literally almost bowing out. Is it not fast to you? Because I think that December is really fast. Like, I mean, I saw a video online and the guy was saying, December, I know that, you know, I appreciate you that you're here, but where are you going to? I haven't even bought gifts, Christmas gifts for the people I want to give Christmas gifts. Like, can you slow down and be calming down? Good morning, Lagos. How are you doing today? Gradually, it's going to be Christmas. Christmas is just 2 days away. Oh, my God. I know that some people are not excited for Christmas, but I am. I'm not going to be doing anything, but I'm excited. It's superbly great to be seeing another Christmas. It's not an easy thing. From January, you know how it started in January? You know, it was like a slow start, but then it picked up, and then we are here in December. 2023 used to sound like a very far time, but in a few days, we will be in 2023. Good morning, Lagos. I am Mary Anacol, without Stretch, because Stretch has gone to do Christmas without me, but it's okay, he's allowed to. I'm going to be here with you all through the Yuletide season, so I'm here all through next week with you. We will say our Merry Christmas together, and we'll say our Happy New Year together, and we'll get into 2023 together. I'm not leaving you, I'm not going anywhere. We're here together till 2023. All right, so as usual, we start off the show talking about the biggest issues, you know, on the top of the lips of every Nigerian. We help you to sound off on those issues, and then we get into the musing of the day. And today's musing is it's going to be mind-blowing. And then later on in the show, we go into the serious speaking conversation. Yes, seriously speaking. Yes, we'll be talking about, you know, the concerns that you have as a voter. You know, a lot of people have been wondering, are they selling our voters' cards? Are people buying our NINs? Our VINs, that's the voter identification number. Is it true that the elections might be one way or the other not free, fair and credible? We will be answering all of those questions later on the 11 o'clock hour. We'll be having a guest in the studio here to do justice to all of that. It promises to be an interesting 2 hours. Like I always say, this is Lagos's best conversation, and I am Mary Anacom. Good morning.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, it's time for us to sound off. 13 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos. My name is Mary Anacol. Now, let's look at the story on the chopping board this morning. Now, on the finance bill of 2022, the federal government is proposing to change the name of the Federal Inland Revenue Service to NRS. Yes, let me give you some background. Now, the Minister of Finance, Budget and Economic Planning, Mrs. Zainab Ahmed, yesterday appeared before the Senate Committee on Finance to defend the amendment proposed in the 2022 Finance Act, which was recently sent to the National Assembly by the President, Muhammadu Buhari. Now, the amendments to the Finance Act are expected to pass with the 2023 Appropriation Bill, which is expected to be considered and passed next week. The Finance Bill is the fourth in the series that seeks to complement the budget cycle of January to December that was re-established with the 2020 Appropriation Act by the 9th Assembly. Now, briefing the panel, the minister highlighted the key provisions of the Finance Act of 2022 to include the change of the name of the Federal Inland Revenue Service, FIRS, to the Nigeria Revenue Service, NRS. She said, and I quote, "It also included the reorganization of the board of the FIRS by separating the executive management of the board. The chairman of the agency will now be referred to the Commissioner General. It also proposed the 35% on electronic money transfer levy receipts to be paid to local government as against the initial 15% to the federal government and 85% to states." I'll leave it there. I'm going to tell you where my issue is. Of course, I'm sure that you would be in your head murmuring about other things. But let's do you remember recently how taxpayers' monies were spent in a big haul? Mr. President was the chief, what will we call him? The chief celebrant, or the chief of the ceremony, yes. The NNPC was rebranded again and given a new name with LTD at the end. That's NNPC Limited. Given a new look of sorts and a new name. And today is the 23rd of December. As we speak, zero naira has been remitted into the coffers of the federal government from the rebranded NNPC. And now the finance ministry is proposing a rebrand and a reshuffling of the management and board of the FIRS to NRS. What does it change? I'm curious. Because it looks like we're pretty obsessed with name changes, with rechristening and giving a new look. You can change the curtains in your house every other day. You could change the curtains in your house every single day. It doesn't make you a great person. It doesn't make the house beautiful. It might bring some light. If you change it from black to white, it might bring some sunlight in. But that's it. It does not affect the way you train your children or how dirty you are as a person. If the couch is dirty and there's mud everywhere on the floor, the curtains does not change the look and feel of your house on its own. So I'm going to ask a question again. Why are we obsessed with putting up these name changes? Allow me to call them christening. Whether it's the FIRS or it's the NRS, will it do its job properly? Because I started by using the NNPC. Now, I always ask, where's Professor Pondé? After that drama that we saw at the National Assembly, that story has been swept under the carpet, IB. The vessel that was destroyed by the army, that's the end of the investigation, right? Does it stop our oil from being stolen? So I ask, really, in this country, are we seriously ready to do or make any changes whatsoever when it comes to the system, procedure, modus operandi within our ministries, departments or agencies? Or it's just about changing names, giving more people jobs and just spreading the money? I'm not in any way saying that people are not doing their job. I appreciate the guys in the Internal Revenue Services. I pay my taxes, by the way. I have my records. But does it change the racketeering that's going on within these Internal Revenue Services? Does it stop the kind of, passing under the hands under the table that happens in these Internal Revenue Services? Does it change the modus operandi of how things are done? Are we going to see a different kind of revenue service now with an N, when we've taken out the FIR? Okay, or the FI, so it's now NRS. If they change it, will it just end at the name change, or will we see people doing their jobs? I remember when I was in the civil service, we had Servicom. Dear civil servants, where's Servicom? What's it doing now? We come up with these grand ideas, but we never follow through to see that these so-called name changes or these great grand ideas, come to fruition or do what it was set out to do. And so I am saying to the Ministry of Finance, we don't want to hear about a name change. We want to see an attitudinal change. We want to see a change in how men and women do their jobs. We want to see less corrupt practices in these departments, in these agencies. We'd rather want to see an open door. We want to see transparency. We want to see that Nigerians can trust you to do the job that you were asked to do. And that's Sound Off.
Do you? Do you? Do you? Do you? Do you?
north of Lagos, right here.
Yes, it is the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And this is where Lagos's best conversation resides. I'm Mary Anna Coleman without Stretch. I don't know where he is, but we'll find him soon. Anyway, what we're going to muse for the next few minutes. So I'm just going to drop it before we go for the quick break. And of course, I want you to join the conversation. So we're all celebrating Christmas in 2 days. In 2 days? Yes, in 2 days. We're all going to be saying Merry Christmas. People are already saying that. Merry Christmas. People will be kissing under the mistletoe. Many people will be unwrapping their gifts under the Christmas tree for those who still believe in those things. Lots of gifts giving. Families are going to be meeting each other, flying across country, across the globe to meet each other. I mean, it's just going to be a time of sharing love and caring, you know, seeing people you've not seen in a lot of. By the way, guys, I've seen a lot of, I just got back, I just got in, I just got in, you know, I've seen a lot of them. You know, in the nail salon, in the supermarkets, you know, you can tell, you can spot them. It's very easy to spot them. What's up, the I just got back? How you doing? But we're musing this morning about your fondest Christmas memory. Do you remember? Maybe it was when you were a kid. Maybe it was when you were a teenager. But I tell you what, growing up as a kid, I think I enjoyed Christmas the most. I mean, it's not necessarily about the clothes and the shoes. It was just the experience. There were too many experiences. But it's not about me. It's about you, Lagos. Let's talk about our fondest Christmas memories this morning. We're musing. I might be able to take one quick call. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Tweet at Nigeria Info. 99.3, or better still, you could send me a WhatsApp message. I'd love to hear about your fondest Christmas memories. What was the most interesting Christmas that you had, maybe growing up as a child or even as an adult? I'll tell you what, as an adult, I think my favorite Christmas was 2019. Hey, I'll tell you guys more about it. Let me take this call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
Hello, good morning. My name is Michael.
Michael, give me what's up, Lagos. Go.
Okay, now,
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Go ahead.
Now, what I want to say is that we clamor for this. This is what we want. We remember when APC wanted to take power.
We're talking about our fondest Christmas memories. No APC talk here. Are you sure you're calling the right station? No. All right, we're going to go for that break quickly. When we come back, we're still talking about your fondest Christmas memories. For me, it was 2019, the most recent, 2019. I think, oh my God, I partied like every day and I showed up to work half asleep. But then, I mean, I don't know how I did it for like 2 weeks. Do you remember that 2019 December, you know, it had so many events. David O, this one, that one, Burner Boy, Tames. It was like one gig after the other. Ah, my goodness. Ah, man, it was crazy. I think that was like my favorite Christmas because I had like my best friends here. You know, we were just going out, having fun, you know, just doing, I don't know. But there's some people, their fondest Christmas memories might just be when they were kids. And we'll get to talk about that just after this break. Stay with us. I'll take you to Lagos. Yes, I found him. Mighty Junction. Also, almost jamming.
She used GPS.
Boss High Cutting.
Yes.
With bad English.
I was going to buy my Christmas tree.
I'll take you to. What? I'll
take you to Lagos. My Christmas tree.
I'm Seydon. What's up, Lagos? 3 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock. Our stretch is here.
I bought it.
Why? Why can't you just be serious for a second?
What's wrong with my Christmas tree?
It's time for us to go into serious conversations this morning. And our guest has joined us already. In case you're just joining us, it's 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we're talking election matters. If you notice, this whole week we've been doing that because it's very important, it's very pertinent that we keep ourselves abreast with information that we need to arm ourselves with. For the elections. And just as I said when we started the show this morning, play. January 2023 is around the corner. Like, literally, you just need to, you know, hold open the door and then he comes in. Today we're going to be talking about the technology that INEC is going to be using for the election, and of course the concerns that people have raised about the technology and worried people, you know, who are saying we hear that they're buying off PVCs, we hear that they're trying to take advantage of INEC's tech to, you know, defraud us come 2023. We have somebody who her forte is tech. It's the tech space, and they get data and information. So they don't just give us information, they back it with data and facts. And our guest this morning is Adenike Aloba. She is the program director and managing editor of Data Fight. Adenike, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. It's my pleasure to be here this morning.
Great. So, Adenike,
thank you.
I love how you and I have had conversations back and forth about elections and, you know, preparations for the elections, informing people and keeping them abreast of what, you know, is happening in that space. But let's start with the concerns that many people have. I'm sure, as a person, you've heard people express some of these concerns, like, oh, they're buying off our voter cards, or they've refused to give voters cards to people from a certain part of the country because they want to harvest that information and use it during the election. Let's start with that.
Okay, so first, I think that it's only fair that we acknowledge Nigerians' fears. This is Nigeria, after all. This is Nigeria where, you know, you can get to your bank and they tell you somebody just withdrew your entire money. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know how scared our parents were of ATM machines. But over the years, it feels like their fears have been proven true because, you know, somebody just goes there and then you go to the bank and the bank says, oh, at that time, the video wasn't working. So first, I feel like it's fair to acknowledge that Nigerians can be afraid. And, you know, this is elections and we know just how up and down Nigerian elections can be. Mm-hmm. But having said that, I want to add that some of the tech that INEC is introducing, all things being equal, should actually cut short on things like, you know, somebody, they've taken our voter's card, they've taken it away, they're going to use it. So in the 2019 elections, INEC deployed the smart card readers, which essentially was you take your card, you take your voter's card, and then you slot it into a machine and it accredits that, yes, you're registered. But we know that what that didn't do was... Mm-hmm. What that didn't do was that did not guarantee that anybody couldn't, you know, take that smart card reader and then go and use it to vote. Now, what Beavers is the new technology that has been introduced. What Beavers is able to do is essentially, I mean, the name is bimodal voter accreditation system. Essentially, it's that you now have added to the voting process biometric information. Biometric information means that card, the machine, you're going to use your fingerprint, use your facial ID, facial recognition to accredit. So all things being equal, and I know I'm saying all things being equal here because I think it's only fair because this is Nigeria. Mm-hmm. All things being equal, if Uche carries Nkechi's card and attempts to vote with it, because the card is not registered with Uche's biometric, you know, identities, then Uche is not going to be able to vote in place of Nkechi. Mm-hmm. That's what, I mean, at least that very,
Oh my goodness, I think that we're having a little connection issue there with Nike.
So I know it will come back, but I like when she goes all things being equal.
Yes,
yeah,
because so, we have a right to our concerns.
Yes, so I was going to ask that what if the person that is verifying that this is not Nkechi, this is Uche, is part of it?
Ah, that's a big question.
And secondly, also, okay, she's back now.
Okay, Adenike, you froze for a bit.
Oh, so sorry. I was wondering. I wasn't sure. I couldn't see you guys move anymore, so I wasn't sure if we were still on.
Okay.
Again, you see why Nigerians are scared of technology now. You know, even our WhatsApp calls are troubled. And so people are like, you know, if you're telling me...
Even Zoom.
You know, every technology we use seems to be, when it comes to Nigeria's case, it's special. But the Beavers machine is supposed to limit, you know, reduce really the ability for. So the fear that they will sell my voter's card and somebody else will go and use it to vote, well, the Beavers machine is the answer, is the technology answer to that question, in that your biometric information...
Nick, I was asking this when you were off a bit. What if the person that is supposed to know that this is Nkechi, not Uche, is part of the deal?
In cahoots,
so
yeah.
now we're getting to the Nigerian situation.
Yes.
So, which is why I said that it was important to acknowledge people's fear. And I've always said, even from PVC registration up until this point, that I think INEC communication, whatever their communication strategy was, hasn't been very pro-people in terms of even offering assurance, like, guys, okay, we know that you have these fears. This is what we're doing to make sure that those fears don't come to pass. Because really, what INEC can do is assure us. There is nothing, you can't remove the people factor.
Yeah.
It's the reason why we have trolls online. It's the reason why we have bots. And Twitter is working double hard. Well, they were working double hard. I don't know what Musk is doing now. But Twitter is working double hard, you know, to remove. So you can't remove the human factor. But I think this is where INEC needs to communicate to the people. We have the newly signed Electoral Act, which, you know, I mean, it's not that the previous one being, you know, criminalized. But those are the kind of communication that needs to happen. And INEC needs to tell people, guys, if the INEC chairman's face is not there, if the INEC chairman's voice or representative is not there, you are there and you can report and you can notify, you can say, hey, this is what's going on here. And I think this is the kind of awareness that people need to have, to know that they are not as, things are not as out of their control as they think they are.
Yeah.
Like, where you notice that human factor, then you can speak up and say, hey, this is going on. The Beavers machine is not working, or people are manipulating the smart card reader or any of those things. Those are things that, I mean, we can't remove the human factor. But it's also the human factor that is a response to the human factor.
Because we do not have too much time, I want you to, you know, just bombard us with as much information as we can handle. Now, I've seen a couple of your reports that Data Fight has put out. You know, you've asked questions like, if, you know, INEC is able with its technology to trounce election fraud. You've talked about issues like, you know, how not to disenfranchise Nigerians in five steps. Yeah. Let's talk about that, because you were addressing INEC. You were saying, dear INEC, this is how not to disenfranchise Nigerians. For example, I tried to transfer my polling unit to Lagos, moving from Port Harcourt, and it's taken forever. And just 2 days ago, I just realized that, oh, finally, it's here in Lagos, so I can go get, you know. But then there are people who are still saying, it's not working. I can't find my name. I can't do this. I can't do that. So what would you be saying to INEC now? And let's churn out those five steps.
Okay. Here's the thing. I feel like for transfer of polling units and all, I feel like the time has lapsed on that, because INEC is done. But one thing people can do for quite a while, INEC published the voter registration details. They put it out on the website, and that was a good opportunity for people to check, to confirm. I had people in my space in the office. We sat down, we actually looked for polling units, looked for where we were, and then tried to ascertain, you know, if all of this stress of going to queue for registration or transfer polling units worked. In your case, for instance, it worked. And I feel like, again, this is the challenge I have with INEC's, you know, communication, which is the last point on that report. You need to say it and say it again. You know, get on air. You're the ones that should be chasing airtime. Now get on air, use your social media and actually talk to people. So I think that the you know, the voter verification process has closed. And so they have removed, because it's by law, it's supposed to be there for just a while. So I think that what people can do who are still waiting for information around their voter's card, who are still waiting for information around whether their polling units have been transferred or not, is to, on INEC's website, they have contact details. I think they have it across our state, and I think they have it across districts as well, senatorial district and stuff, is reach out and actually call. If you're in a position to visit the INEC office, go there and make your complaint. And here's the thing, if nobody is responding you, come and talk about it. Shout online, go on Twitter. I'm trying to this. I mean, I saw that this morning. I think it was NIMC saying they wanted to do something, and somebody came online and said, yeah, you guys are announcing something, but the thing I've needed you to do, you've not done it. And that's how people need to engage with INEC. In the report, we talked about the fact that INEC had promised to use 200,000 Beavers machines. Now, and we raised the challenge that, look, if voting is just between the hours of 8 and 2 p.m., and it's going to take a polling unit with 500 people, for instance, and it's going to take an average of 2 to 3 minutes, all things being equal, the Beavers machine is working well. For that, you know, for each person to go through, it's a very limited number of people who are going to be able to vote using, all things being equal, the process is working, the Beavers machine is working, which means INEC needs to increase the number of Beavers machines they're using. Mm-hmm. We talked about polling units, you know, the location of polling units. Right now, we have about 171,000 plus yes. polling units. And the question that people have been asking is, look, there are polling units where there are just 3, 4, 5, 10 people. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, like, several booths for voting, and then there are polling units where there's 1,000 people, and you just have one, you know, voting station. That yeah. doesn't work. Mm. Yeah, so we need to, again, this is the one thing I need, come out and tell us, oh, this is how we are mitigating this. This is what we're going to do to make this work. I think INEC need to talk louder. I think they need to talk faster. I think they need to explain what this technology means in language that people understand. Mm. A lot of people have heard Beavers. We have heard IREV, you know, where they're saying that they're going to be putting instantaneous results, publishing it online for people to see. Previously, what had happened was people would take snapshots, and even that had been driven by civil society. Mm. Civil society, will, you know, we've had the snap and send campaign. I think it was done by PTCIJ at the time, you know. That's, it had been driven by civil society. And it's good that INEC has taken position and said, oh, this is not a bad idea. So they've set up IREV, where they're saying that they're going to be proactively publishing election results. They need to come and explain to people, this is what it means. This is what we mean when we say we're publishing. This is the frequency at which, you know, some of these things, we can't explain it for them.
Yeah.
We try to understand the tool from their own communication, but they are the ones that can come out and say, this is how this is going to work. If you see a result from here and it doesn't have this sign, it's fake news, it's misinformation. This is what you see if something is coming from our website. This is what you notice. This is kind of detail that will be contained there. And this is the kind of communication that, you know, INEC needs to do. INEC needs to also reassure us that the people and that their officers are not going to come at 10 a.m. when voting is supposed to start at 8.
Yeah.
And that people are not going to stay on the queue for hours and hours waiting for them to show up.
Mm.
So this, INEC needs to talk loud and talk fast and explain clearly to people.
Exactly. Because INEC has his job cut out for it, doesn't it? It does have his job cut out for it.
So I want to ask this to this one concern of mine, and I think concern of some other people.
Yeah.
Some people have had their PVCs sold or taken under duress, so to say, from the information we're getting from all the radio stations. Now, is there a way technologically I can still have my PVs? Because some politicians or what they say or people that don't want them to go will rather, if they can't get you to vote, they rather disenfranchise you. So with the details, can someone, if you have your PVC taken from you, is there a way you can still say, I mean, this is my PVC, it's taken from me. Is there anybody can get it or void? Is there anybody can still vote or get it technologically? Because you've taken my biometrics
details, So, again, all things being equal, that should be possible.
Okay,
all things being equal, you have my biometric information, I have the details of the card, for instance. But the one thing is, the card has to read something, the card has to read that, you know, ID card, you know, voters registration card that you have. I think what makes sense, and this is, you know, I don't know what INEC is planning to do. I can't speak for INEC. Yeah. I think what makes sense is if your PVC has been stolen, for instance, or taken under duress, go make a report, get a statement from the police, do all of that, and then let's take it back to INEC and say, hey, I want to vote. This has happened to my PVC. How do I get, you know, how do I get a solution for this?
Yeah.
And then if they don't respond, we can then start making noise and start talking and saying, hey, guys, we have social, again, it's good to always track. And again, I'm throwing a challenge out there to my civil society colleagues and saying, perhaps this is something to look into. Perhaps we want to start a register of people who are facing this. So we have some data. So we can come to INEC and say, look, there are 20,000 Nigerians who have said that they either can find their PVC that has been stolen or something. What do we do to make sure that they still get to vote? That's a way to mitigate.
All right. And Nika, we have 5 minutes before we go on a very long break, but let's see if we can take some calls. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? We lost that call. Please call us back, 0700-993-993-993. We're talking about concerns about the elections and, of course, INEC technology. And we have joining us this morning from Abuja Live, Adenike Aloba. She is of Data Fight. Yes, she, you know, Data Fight in itself just tells you that it's tech, you know, they have data. Anyway, call 0700-993-993-993. Or if you're a lady, you can call 01-465-7190. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Wait, come close to your phone. We can't hear you. Hello, madam. Speak into your phone. We can't hear you. Oh, dear. Please call us back, all right? Apologies. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Good morning. Chance to life. What's your name? Where are you calling from? I beg your pardon.
My name is Noah Chukumaitel. I'm calling from Ijebu.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been listening to your program right now, and I just wanted to ask questions because I've never been part of this election and all that. But because of what is happening in our country right now, I want to really be part of it to vote. But actually, what really happened is this: I went to where I registered, I think 2014, to go and collect my PVC. But when I got them, I gave them my the slip, because I went to the country where I'm staying presently right now, the lady helped me to check. They saw my ID and the batch number and all that. So she asked me to snap it and go back to where I did my registration. So when I went there, I actually showed them. So they went to the batch number, they searched for my ID card, voter card, but they couldn't find it. So I don't know if there's a way I could get, or I don't know how to go about it.
So bottom really line, you haven't gotten your PVC since 2014?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but I've registered.
And have you gone back recently to try to find it?
So this is the registration I did was 2014. So they've done everything that they said that it's, I think it's an omission or something, but I don't know how to go about it. Okay. They said it's an omission because since they checked the batch number, they couldn't find my own.
Okay.
That it should be an omission. So I don't know how to report that PVC then right now, if I can get my PVC.
All right, I'll take one more call and then let Nike answer quickly because we're running out of time. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, Mera. Good morning. Mercy calling for me.
Mercy, yes, go ahead, Mercy, quickly. Go ahead. 30 seconds.
So there is this time, inside last 2 or 3 months, this group of people come to our area in Ikorodu here. So they were like, the government wants to give this, give that. So come with your voter's card, come with your means of identification. Mm-hmm. So people went to with their driving license or national passport. This thing. So a lot of people went with their voter's card. They are taking vital information from those voter's cards. So I don't know whether they will still be able to vote without their voter's card or is already invalid. Okay. So that's my question to you. Yes.
All right, Nike. Interesting questions.
Yeah. Okay, let me start from Mercy and say that all things being equal, again, forgive me, I have to keep saying this because it's Nigeria.
We get
they should still be able to use their voter's card. The fact that they took some information from them doesn't mean they can't use their voter's card. However, Nigerians, the same way you protect your ATM pin, the same way you protect your passwords to everything, protect your PVC in the same way. The same way you won't just give out your bank verification number, give out your ATM pin, is the same way you should. If any device that has your information, biometric, your name, you know, all of those things, you need to protect it. Because even INEC can't prevent this one. This one is not on INEC. You know, INEC can't control when people say, oh, come, just show us your PVC. We'll give you something. This one is on us. We have to protect our PVCs.
Okay.
I think people can still vote with their PVCs, even though they are, you know, shared their information.
Okay.
I'm hoping that we don't now get to the election and find out that people got their and somebody says, oh, sorry, you voted yesterday, or you voted or in the morning, or you voted at 3 p.m. or you know, if that happens, that then becomes a cause for conversation again, for advocacy, for adjustment, you know, and all of that. As to the first question, I'm really puzzled. I couldn't quite get clearly if he has gone back during this, the last, you know, PVC registration process, because that would have been the action to take. They would have been able to tell you, you know what, re-register, just start afresh. At this point, I'm not sure there's anything more you can do, because, hey, PVC registration ended, they extended it. You know, I'm not sure there's anything more you can do.
Well, I think I'm so sorry, but we have to buy because we're out of time. Unfortunately, we have a long list of ads to run through. But Adenike Aloba is the executive director of Data Fight. I want to say thank you, Adenike. I know that you took out time from your very busy schedule to speak with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Nike. Thank you. We'll have you back again.
We'll bring you back
thank
again.
You so
because
much.
We need to keep having these conversations.
Thank you. I'll be looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much. Adenike Aloba there joining us live from Abuja. Well, guys, we have to go for this very long break. And right after that, we'll be saying our goodbyes. Stay with us. Fifty-two minutes gone past the 11 o'clock
hour.
Guys, we love you.
All right, we have to go. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
I personally am saying Merry Christmas to every Lagosian who listens to this show. And go follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I might just have a Christmas surprise for you. Twitter, Instagram, M-I-M-I-E-Y, or just search for Mary Ann Dukakone everywhere. I love you, Lagos.
All right, Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter. I won't surprise you. You surprise me. Yeah?
Jason,
all right.
Jason. Christmas is the time of giving.
Yes,
you have to give.
Exactly. She's talking to you. All right, so take care and enjoy.
I'll see you on the other side of Christmas, okay, guys? Love you. Bye-bye.